Oh, no. A chain leather. Ugh, I hate these stupid things.
Oh, I know. I got one, too.
Oh, listen to this. Do not break the chain or bad things will happen to you. Mr. Juan Nunez of Lima, Peru, broke the chain, and 36 hours later, his teeth fell out, his body was covered in warts, and he exploded. And they says you're supposed to send out 20 of these or this will happen to you. Kind of moron falls for that.
And 20.
Oh, please, Faye, you don't actually believe this chain leather nonsense.
Oh, well, I don't know. It says right here, this letter carries the power of the sun god Ra.
Oh, the sun god Ra. The sun god Ra. I spit on the sun god Ra. And on whoever sent me this letter.
Hey, guys. Oh, I see you got my letter.
You sent this? Well, thanks a lot.
You should be thanking me. Good things are guaranteed to those who send this letter. Uh-huh. My mom's roommate at the home sent one to me. 9 hours later, she was able to recognize Jell-O. Whatever you do, don't break the chain.
That's what I think of your stupid chain leather. Ow, ow, paper cut.
You see, the bad luck is starting already.
I was kidding, Faye. You're so gullible.
Hey, is there a payphone in here?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Oh, thanks. I can't believe it. I just plowed my truck into some poor guy's cab.
What do you mean my cab will be in the shop for a month? It's only a dented fender. What water? How did it get into the ocean? What do you mean these things happen? Yes, of course I would like you to get the smell out. Can you believe my luck?
Just one moment, Antonio. Oh, my. I just scratched off 3 Liberty Bells. I won $50. Thank you, Raw.
Oh, please, Faye, none of this has anything to do with that stupid chain leather.
Okay, Pumpkin. I'll see you tonight, huh? Same time and same place. Oh. Goodbye, sugar lips.
Roy. You and her?
Yep. Ridiculous, isn't it?
But, how?
Raw.
Well, hello.
Hello.
What's your pleasure?
Well, gorgeous, a few years ago my answer might have been different, but right now I'd just like a cup of joe.
Cup of joe? You only hear that in those old movies.
You make it sound like I'm ancient.
Oh, no, sir, I didn't mean that at all.
No, I am ancient. I just don't like the sound of it. I wonder, by any chance, would you have a phone book over there?
I sure do.
I'm trying to track down my grandchildren. Haven't seen them in about 30 years. And truth is, I'm not even sure they're still on the island.
Wow, 30 years? What are their names?
Joy and Brian Hackett.
Oh, my God! Grandpa!
Which one are you, Joy or Brian?
I would have to say, Mrs. Green, in the library, with a rope. All right, now, your turn.
Let me see. What's the wildest sex I've ever had? I'd have to say, Helen.
Oh, get it.
Oh, Helen, Helen, so... Helen.
Whoa. You'll never guess who just walked in the terminal.
Mrs. Green?
No, I'm talking about your grandfather.
Grandpa Jack? Oh, I haven't seen him since I was about 4.
I didn't even think he was still alive.
Well, he is, and he's right out there.
Oh, wow. I don't believe this. What am I going to do? I don't know. What am I going to say to him? We don't even know the guy.
Oh, right? What are you talking about? He's your grandpa. Get out there.
Okay, well, don't think that I'm going to get all blubbery and emotional just because the guy's my grandpa. Hi, Grandpa. Oh, not now. Got
got my grandpa back.
Ryan.
I'm back.
Ryan.
What?
Wrong grandpa.
Okay, new security procedure. You're clean.
Billy? Ryan?
Are you Jack Hackett?
That'd be me.
Hi, Grandpa!
Hi there, son. Well, really great. Oh, very nice. Oh, really swell. What do you say we take a little break now, huh?
Well, this is quite a surprise. After all these years, we just assumed you were delayed.
Nope, I ain't delayed yet. Now come here and give your grandpa a hug.
Go on. Go on, hug him. Hug Grandpa.
Come on, Joe. It's your grandpa.
Well, I don't blame him if he's not thrilled to see me. Hell, I've been AWOL for 30 years. I wouldn't blame him if he told me to hit the road.
Oh, we would never do that to you, Grandpa.
Easy there, Big Pop.
Don't get me wrong. It's great that you're back. It just might take me a little time before what I mean is that I have a really busy schedule today. I've got to take a flight in a few minutes, so maybe later we could just sit out, Grandpa.
Middle of the jungle, these Zulu tribesmen charging, weapons raised, war cries filling the air, and I can't get that damn Jeep started.
What'd you do next, Grandpa?
Just when I thought it was all over, my guide, Dikembe, says some kind of a prayer, and suddenly, gloriously, that engine kicks over, and man, I'm driving out of there like a bat out of hell. And as soon as we're clear of that, I said, Dikembe, if you're this close to the big guy, order us up a bottle of whiskey. You kids, you'll have to excuse me. I'm getting kind of bushed.
Aww.
But before I hit the sack, I brought along a little something for the boys.
Presents.
I picked these up the last time I swung through Singapore. This is for you, Brian. Sonova Warrior. Joey, this is yours. Wise Chieftain.
Oh, wow, this is great.
What do you say, boys?
Thank you.
What are you still doing up?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. Brian and Joe's grandpa being here got me thinking about our grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa Chapo.
Popcorn?
Oh, no, I really shouldn't.
3% fat reduced.
Thank you. What's a movie?
Oh, it's called Heart of the Jungle. It's about this guy who goes into the jungle in search of treasure. Mm.
Damn Jeep won't start. We're surrounded. Your prayers worked. It started. Dikembe, if you're that close to the big guy, order us up a bottle of whiskey.
That sounds familiar. Where have I heard that?
Well, they rerun this movie all the time.
No, I don't think I've ever seen this. Oh, my gosh. That is what Grandpa said to his guide, Dikembe, when they escaped the Zulus.
Wow, that's a coincidence. What are the chances?
None. Zero. There are no chances.
Yeah, but Grandpa told us that story happened to him.
Well, Grandpa told us a lot of things happened to him.
What are you saying?
I think Grandpa's full of Dikembe.
Antonio, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. He broke the chain.
Oh, it had nothing to do with that. I was driving in my rental car. I swerved to avoid a squirrel, and my brakes locked. Well, you know the little building where Paul Revere used to make silver? That's gone now.
Oh, Helen.
What did Joe say when you told him about Grandpa?
Well, I was going to tell him, but then I decided not to. I mean, what's the difference? He's a sweet old man, and it's just a harmless story.
Well, okay, but, you know, I was thinking every story that he told us is from a movie. Like the one about taking the steamboat down the Nile. That's the African Queen. And the one about pulling the scam on the mob guy. That's the Sting.
Oh, not every story. Quit exaggerating.
So an old army buddy and I started with a single shrimp boat. We built up a big company.
Hey, Antonio. Hey. I want you to meet someone very special. This is our grandfather, Jack Hackett. Antonio.
It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Pleasure's all mine. Why, you broke your sniffer, huh? I got mine busted once in the ring.
Oh, man, you were a boxer, too?
Well, I spent a few years in the fight game. I was going to hang up the gloves, then this big Russian killed a friend of mine. Well, I had to show him who's boss.
Rocky Four.
So, how did you break your honker?
Well, I had a little run-in with a squirrel. Squirrel that killed my brother.
Hey, Grandpa. Want to see me fly the plane now?
No, wait a minute. Grandpa's going to teach me how to play pinochle.
No. He's coming with me.
I asked him first.
No, he's coming with me.
Please. How about this? First, I take the flight with Brian, and then after we come back, why, Joey and I play cards. How about that?
All right. Come on, Grandpa. Let's get away from him.
Hey, Joe. I need to talk to you for a minute.
What's up?
Well, it's about your grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa, you know, I love the sound of that. And he is such a cool guy. He has been everywhere. He's seen everything.
Yeah, I think he's seen everything twice.
It's so great to know that I have family, you know, what with Mom running off, Dad being in the nut house. I can't tell you what it means to have him here. So what were you going to tell me?
Well, just that I'm happy for you.
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, listen, when Grandpa gets home tonight, get him to tell you about the time he was in Spain and he ran with the bulls. Can you believe it? My grandpa ran with a bull.
Oh, the bull's sure running all right.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking for an old picture of Joe, Brian, and Grandpa so I can frame it and give it to Joe for a present.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, Grandpa Hackett was Joe and Brian age 2 and 4. Wow. Grandpa sure has changed. I swear, he is a lot taller now than he was then.
Oh, you know what? Maybe he wears lifts. My ex-husband Stuart did.
He's bald in this picture. He has a full head of hair now.
Well, maybe he wears a toupee. Stuart did.
I can swear his nose is a lot bigger in this picture.
Oh, he probably had a nose job. Stuart had one.
I just had a very weird thought.
So did I. Why the hell did I marry Stuart?
What if Grandpa is not really Grandpa?
What? Oh, come on, that's crazy. I mean, why would anyone pretend to be their grandfather?
I don't know. Money.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. I'm sure he's after the great Hackett fortune. No doubt he got wind of Joe's Indian head nickel collection.
I don't know why someone would do this, but in this picture, Grandpa has tattoos on both his arms. So if this guy's the real Grandpa, then he'll have them too.
Yeah, but how do we find out?
Simple. We just get him to take off his shirt.
Well, how are we going to do that?
I know. We will get him a gift certificate at a tanning salon. And while he's laying there with those little cups on his eyes, we'll pay off the attendant, sneak in there, and pick at his arms.
Gee, Lucy, you think we can pull it off?
Well, do you have a better idea of how to get his shirt off?
There, my girl. I just came down to thank you for a wonderful dinner and say goodnight. Well, goodnight.
Oh, no, wait, Grandpa.
Casey and I were just talking, and it's laundry night.
Yeah, it's laundry night.
Hey, you girls are pretty easily excited, aren't you? Well, I got a big pile up in the bedroom. I'll be right down
there. No, wait.
What?
Because actually, it's just shirt night.
Oh, just shirts. Well, I'll go get a couple of them.
No, wait, Grandpa. It's just plaid shirt night. Okay, come on, let's have it.
What this shirt? I just put this thing on this morning. It's fresh as a daisy. Well, good night.
Grandpa.
What?
In case you get thirsty during the night,
huh?
Casey, why don't you get him some grape juice?
Grape juice?
Yeah, grape juice.
Good.
Yeah. Grape juice. That's a good one.
Oh, my, that is a big mess. Well, it's too bad this is just plaid shirt night. Good night, girls.
Grandpa.
Huh?
Do you have any tattoos?
Tattoos? I hate tattoos. Never had one, wouldn't have one. Well, good night, ladies.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Whoever you are.
I know what you're thinking. But it's nothing to do with the stupid chain letter, okay? It's all perfectly normal. Pack of wild dogs was chasing me. I ran under a ladder where a man happened to be painting a sign.
Antonio, are you missing an eyebrow?
Pilot light, oven, small flare-up. Could happen to anyone.
Hey, did Grandpa come back yet?
Not yet.
Listen, I've been thinking about this. Since Grandpa's decided to stay on the island,
yes,
he can come and live with me and Helen when we finish our house.
Oh, no. Because when you move out, then there'll be plenty of room for him to live with me.
Yeah, but I want him with me.
So do I.
You're not going to take him away from me.
Don't make me take you to court.
Oh, please. I'm married. I have a stable home. There is not a judge in this country that would give Grandpa to you.
Joe, Brian, I need to talk to you.
Oh, hey, Helen, great news. Grandpa's decided to stay on the island.
Huh? Yeah, and Helen, I was thinking he could come and live with us.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, well, come on, Helen. He's family.
Oh, I don't think so. Listen, I've stayed up all night trying to think of a way to tell you guys this.
Well, tell us what?
He's not your grandfather.
What are you talking about?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa.
Hi. There.
Well, what shall we do with the rest of the day? Maybe go fishing. Play a little pool. How about that?
I got a game we can play. 20 questions. I'll go first. Who are you?
Hey, you stop it.
Joe, I can't let this go on any longer. I found a picture of your real grandfather, and he ain't this guy.
Grandpa, I want to apologize for Helen.
No, you don't have to.
No, I want to because...
She's right.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. I'm not your grandfather. I just pretended to be.
What are you, shut you out of your mind?
Well, yeah. That's about the size of it. All righty, baby. Time to go home. Hi, boys. I'm getting out of your way now.
Now, just a second. You're not going anywhere without an explanation. Now, what in the world were you thinking? Why did you pick us? How do you even know about us?
Yeah, what were you after? Hey, wait a minute. Where's my Indian head nickel collection?
Hey, relax. I'm only taking what I brought, except for the mats. They belong to you.
Well, you're not going anywhere until you tell us who you are and why you pretended to be Jack Hackett.
Oh, well, okay. My name is Leonard Stanwyck.
Aha! So that's what you were after. A better name.
No, I knew your dad.
How did you know our dad?
He and I were roomies in the loony bin. Well, he used to brag about you guys all the time. It got to the point where I knew the Hackett so well, I felt like you were my family. And since I don't have a family, why, when they let me out, I just thought I'd come see you guys.
Wait a second, back up. They let you out?
Believe it or not, I'm much better now.
So all those stories you told us about your life weren't true?
Afraid none.
Not even the one about the great white whale?
The only thing I told you that was true was that your father loved you more than anything else in the world. When he was lucid, he used to go on and on about what great guys Brian and Joey were. And these last couple of days, I found out exactly how right he was.
Well, that's nice to hear you say and all, but you deceived us, Leonard. And we loved you like you were our real grandfather.
Well, I know I was wrong, and I'm sorry if I hurt you guys, but for once in my life, I just wanted to be part of a family. And for a couple of pretty great days there, I was. Well, I'll be going now.
Wait a minute. Did our dad really talk about us a lot?
All the time. You and that colony of little people that are living in the core of the earth. I'll be going now, Dad.
Hey, wait.
Where are you going to go?
Well, I think I'll do a little traveling, maybe see some of those places I talked about.
Well, all right. Good luck to you. We'll miss you.
Yeah. Even though you're psychotic and delusional, the closest thing to a grandpa we ever had.
You really mean that?
Love you.
I gotta go now. I gotta catch the ferry to Boston.
Wait, hey, ferry? Nothing doing. I'll fly you.
No, I will fly
you. No, I will fly you.
I will fly you.
Boys, we can all fly together. Let's don't fight.
Sorry.